Time now for the Friday Left of Lansing Short for this August 25th of 2023. I'm Pat Johnston. Right-wing extremist businessman Vivek Ramaswamy is clearly fighting for the Trump vote should Trump be unable to run due to his four indictments, and who knows, maybe he'll be in prison. So the 38-year-old Ramaswamy is trying so hard to sound like a cool dude bro, promising to cut 75% of the federal government workforce. How insane. But I know the whole purpose of that is that it means cutting the IRS for he and his elite friends. He's also calling climate change a hoax and that climate change policies are killing more people than climate change itself, despite what happened in the wildfires in Hawaii and the harsh weather we've experienced here in Michigan this week, where people have died. Ramaswamy is using the right-wing dude bro playbook of saying anything to own the libs, which in turn fires up that extreme Republican base. But as we've seen, that kind of toxic masculinity messaging isn't really reaching millennials, and it's certainly not reaching Generation Z. And that's why Ramaswamy, who is vying to become the first president of the millennial generation, is trying to win young voters over by, hear me out, calling for a raise in the voting age to 25 years old. Now, on top of that, according to the AP, the only way someone under 25 could vote, according to Vivek, is by fulfilling at least 6 months of service in the military or as a first responder, or passing the same citizenship test administered to those seeking to become naturalized citizens. You know, it's almost like Ramaswamy is calling for his own brand of literacy tests, which were used to stop African Americans from voting during Jim Crow. And those tests, by the way, were nearly impossible to pass. A 2018 study by the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation revealed that only 36% of Americans could pass a basic citizenship test. And considering how Ramaswamy and his big money right-wing friends are trying to destroy public schools, I'd really love to know his grand plans to increase those numbers. He doesn't have any. And I'm also not sure why he thinks a citizenship test would benefit his side. Just saying. But this is how MAGA right-wing Christian nationalism works. If you can't convince the people to vote for you, then you simply stop them from voting. Or in Trump's case, you try to nullify minority voters altogether by upending this nation's democratic institutions and principles. However, Ramaswamy's grand plan to prevent young people from voting reveals a deeper problem for the right wing. You see, the Generation Z voting bloc is fiercely progressive, connected, and organized. I spoke with Gina Keller from the progressive digital messaging organization called Distill Social on this week's Left of Lansing podcast. Now, Distill Social does so many things when it comes to organizing, but it also works very hard to connect with young voters, and Gina explained how key a role the Gen Z voters played in Michigan's 2022 election.
Those folks won this election for us. Michigan had the highest youth voter turnout rate in the nation. You know, we had 37% of people from ages 18 to 29 vote. And I think the average is 23%. So, I mean, we really blew it away. And that's because in the 22 cycle, we really put the needs of young people at the forefront. We listened to them. We talked about the issues that they care about the most and put some of those issues on the ballot. And they came out for us. So we're going to continue to message to them so they continue to come out for us.
Gen Z voters are getting more active and are only growing in numbers. They helped enshrine abortion rights in Michigan's constitution. They helped expand voting rights in the state. And they played a vital part in getting Democrats in control of the legislature. And it's because of these activated Gen Z voters that we actually passed some gun safety reform bills, expanded protections for LGBTQ+ citizens, and are finally investing more into our education and our environment. But people like Ramaswamy believe their only hope is silencing those voters' voices. I mean, it's no different than banning books about marginalized citizens in our libraries. It's all about silencing and erasing people they don't like. Rather than believing in our democracy, people like Vivek Ramaswamy believe America only works for a few people. It only works for the rich and the connected. But while he wants to ban young people from their constitutional right of voting, I bet he is all for young people owning more guns. The Republican Party is a joke. Not the funny kind of joke, a sad joke.